Please be seated. Today begins the week of the Passion, the most solemn and somber week of the year. It began with the entry into the holy city with a welcome fit for a king. The crowds lined the road shouting and waving, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." All four Gospels relay the story of the entry into Jerusalem, and today as we read the story, at the center is the donkey. Pilgrims walked to the city, kings came on great horses. Jesus ushers in the new age by riding upon a common beast of burden, the donkey. The crowds provided the red carpet treatment by placing clothes, palm branches over the road, coupled with shouts of praise. And just days later, the week ends with Jesus, Herod, Pilate, the disciples, the high priests, and the crowd. The same crowd that was shouting Hosanna is now shouting Crucify. Now Jesus, who was warmly welcomed on Palm Sunday, willingly faces the cross of Good Friday. During the occupation of Tibet in 1959, Buddhist monks were the target of many atrocities and cruelties in order to undermine the deeply rooted spirituality of the Tibetan society. As the Chinese forces would invade each village, the monks would flee into the mountains. Except in one particular village, where all the monks fled, except one. On learning that one old monk dared to remain, the enraged Chinese commander marched up to the monastery, kicked in the gate, and there in the courtyard was the remaining monk, sitting calmly in prayer. "Do you know who I am?" the commander screamed. "I am he who can run you through with a sword without batting an eyelash." The monk replied, "Do you know who I am?" "I am he who can let you run me through with a sword without batting an eyelash." Well, the commander cannot understand this crazy monk standing before him. But the monk possesses a certain centeredness in God that enables him to detach himself from the ambitions and the quests for power and wealth in order to find peace and hope in the certainty of God's reign. The attitude of that brave monk mirrors the attitude of Christ in today's gospel. Jesus takes on the suffering, the humiliation, the anguish of the Passion, fully aware that this will not be the end of the story. Jesus' certainty of God's love and faithfulness enables him to fulfill his role as Master, Redeemer. In his painting, the erection of the cross, the Dutch master Rembrandt portrays the final moments of preparation before the condemned Jesus is hoisted upon the cross. In the painting, the man raising the cross is dressed in contemporary clothing of the artist's time. And though he never spoke about it or offered any explanation, those who knew Rembrandt recognized the man in the painting immediately. The man raising the cross is Rembrandt himself. Rembrandt is making himself one of the actors in Jesus' Passion. And it's more than just a clever artist's eccentricity. It's an act of humble faith, recognizing that each one of us plays a role in the crucifixion of Christ that is repeated in every act of violence, injustice, and hatred. As we relive the story of Jesus' final hours of death during this Holy Week, consider the agonies around us in today's world and what we might do about them. There is poverty, sickness, hunger, and strife. We're quick to blame and condemn or find fault. We need to overcome the inclination to judge as Pilate and be more like Simon of Cyrene, helping Jesus take up and carry the cross, or becoming like one of the women of Jerusalem and wipe his face and offer tears of support. We are called to stand in unity with the thousands and millions of Christian brothers and sisters around God's world. Our very community here should be seeking, searching, and yearning for the sort of love and peace that only Christ can bring. We should be praying every day for our men and women serving this day and the cause of freedom and peace. We should pray each day for the leadership of our nation and those of warring nations, that peace might prevail. We should pray each day that the hearts of those who bring terror might be turned to see that the methods that they use do not bring the results that they seek, but instead strengthen the resolve of those they attack. We should work, pray, and give for the cure of disease and those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, the feeding of the hungry, homes for the homeless, for those who do not yet know the gospel good news, and we especially need to share the story with the young so that they may continue the march of our faith in the years to come. Today, we join in the celebration of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But let not our voices turn from Hosanna to crucify, instead from Hosanna to Alleluia.